Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Trumas daf Pei Aleph, and we are starting about the third line with the words Va'od Min Adah. And in the Vilna Shor Sadaf, it's on Mem Hey Amud Beis, a few lines into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sarabas Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're still in the middle of the sugya that we had started in the Mishnah, and there were two cases. The Reisha discussed a barrel of Truma which became Safek Tameh, and Rabbi Yeshua did not allow one to be Metameh Abiyadayim. Whereas the Seifa discussed Tameh Chulin wine in the lower section of the wine press, and a barrel of Tahar Truma which broke and was on its way into the Chulin wine. And Rabbi Yeshua had allowed one to take Tamei Kelim and catch the Truma wine, preventing it from falling into the Chulin. And clearly over here, Rabbi Yeshua holds that one is allowed to be Metamei Truma Biyadayim. So it seems to be a steer between the Reisha and the Seifa. And the Chavraya, the Chum, and the Beis Medrash answered that the Reisha of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi, who in Maseches Pesachim holds the same thing, that one may not be Metamei Truma Biyadayim, whereas the Seifa of the Mishnah is Rav Meir, who argues with Rabbi Yaisi and Pesachim that one may even be Metamei Biyadayim. In other words, it's Machlekes Rabbi Yaisi and Rav Meir, what Rabbi Yeshua holds regarding being Metamei Truma Biyadayim. Now, yesterday we had asked one question on this, and the Gemara now continues. Also from here, we have another question on this. We have a Mishnah, and this is that Mishnah Maseches Pesachim. Amar Rabbi Yaisi commented on what Rabbi Meir said, Eino hi amida, that's not the Mida. And Velez Bar Nash Amar Eino, no one says the words Eino, meaning Eino hi amida, eldu maidi al kadmiyasa. That's only if he agrees to the original thing that was said. And let's focus on what that Mishnah had said. Rabbi Meir had used the following words, Midivreihem lomadnu, from their words we learn that on Erev Pesach, when burning chametz, one's allowed to burn Tahar Truma with Tamei Truma. And Rabbi Yaisi had responded, Eino hi amida, that's not what we learn. Now the Havamina is that Rav Meir was learning this from our Mishnah. Meaning when Rav Meir said Midivreim Lamanu, he's learning from the words of our Mishnah that one could be Metamei Truma Biyadayim. And therefore, by Rabbi Yaisi saying, Eino hi amida, he's in essence agreeing that whatever is said in our Mishnah is true. It's just that whatever Rav Meir is trying to learn out from our Mishnah is not true. And that means that Rabbi Yaisi actually agrees that the Seif of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. Clearly that means that the Seif is not only like Rav Meir, as the Chavraya said it is. So here's a question on the Chavraya. How could you say that the Seif of our Mishnah is like Rav Meir's explanation Rabbi Yeshua when Rabbi Yaisi himself agrees that the Seif of our Mishnah would be Rabbi Yeshua? And further explaining, the Gemara asks, my Kedain, what's the difference between these two Mishnayos? Meaning, why is it that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yaisi would agree that Rabbi Yeshua holds that one could be Metamei Truma Biyadayim, whereas in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, Rabbi Yaisi says that we are not able to say that one could be Metamei Truma Biyadayim? And the answer is, Taman, Tarechas Almanim Shal Yisrael, Hacha, Maaschal Amemar. Over there, which really refers to our Mishnah over here, the Torah cares about a person's money. Whereas over here, meaning the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, what are you able to say? In other words, in our Mishnah over here, when we're talking about Tahar Truma wine that's about to fall into Chulin wine, it's going to asser all the wine over here, and no one's going to be able to drink it. Not a Yisrael, and not a Kayin, because everything here is considered Tamei Truma. And therefore, since the Torah cares about a Yid's money, even Rabbi Yaisi agrees over here, the Rabbi Yeshua would hold that one's allowed to Metamei this Truma Biyadayim to prevent it from falling into the Chulin wine. But over there, when we're talking about Chametz on Erev Pesach that has to be burned anyway, what type of monetary savings are we trying to make for this guy that we would say that he's allowed to burn Truma Tameya and Tahira together? It's not like he's going to be saving any money over there. It has to be burned anyway, and therefore there's no heter to burn the Truma, Tahira, and Tameya together. But the Gemara asks, how could you say that? Over here, in the case of Pesachim, of burning Truma Erev Pesach, there's not going to be a loss of money if you tell him to burn the Tahar Truma and Tamei Truma separately. The fellow needs different piles of wood in order to burn this one separately and that one separately. So there is a loss of money by saying he has to make two separate bonfires and that he can't burn them all together. So the Gemara answer is no, that's not considered a loss. We only care about a large loss. For example, all the wine that's going to become usser. But a small loss, a couple of pennies of extra wood that he's going to have to buy, that's not something that we care about. And we still say that he has to burn the Tamei Truma and the Tahar Truma separately on Erev Pesach. So once again, the bottom line is that we have a question over here on Shitas Chavraya. It clearly seems that the Seifa of our Mishnah is not only Shitas Rav Meir, but it's also Shitas Rav Yaisi. So here we have an answer to this. Amar Rabbi Yaisi Rabbon, Rabbi Yaisi Rabbon says, Tifter, we could explain as follows. That really the Seifa of our Mishnah is only like Rav Meir. And remember, the reason why we suggested that the Seifa of the Mishnah is Rav Yaisi as well was based off of the fact that Rav Yaisi commented on what Rav Meir had said, and he had used the words Einoi Min Amida, implying that he agrees with Rav Meir's comment that we're learning from our Mishnah. It's just that Rav Meir is learning the incorrect thing from our Mishnah. And that's what we're going to do away with now over here. And we're answering now that Rav Meir is actually not learning from our Mishnah. When Rav Meir said Midivreim Lamanu, he's talking about different Divrehem, a different Mishnah. Really, Rav Meir is saying like those Manda Amrim, V'las Shema Min Aklom, and you can't learn anything from here. In other words, when Rav Meir had said Midivreim Lamanu, he was really referring to the Mishnah right before this one in Maseches Pesachim. And over there, Rabbi Kiva and Rav Chananya Skanu Kehanim had both allowed burning different levels of Tumah together, even though the lower level would become more Tameh. And since Rav Meir compares Isser and Tumah, therefore, on Erev Pesach, when Chametz is ready, Asr to be eaten, he allows burning Trumas Chametz with Tamei. And it's on that that Rabbi Yossi responded that the only thing we learned from Rabbi Kiva and Chanina's Kanu Kehanim is that different levels of Tumah could be burned together, but not that something Usur can be burned with something Tamei. And therefore, we don't have any Raya from Rabbi Yossi's comment on Rav Meir, because again, Rav Meir wasn't learning from the Sefer Be'er Mishnah, so it means Rabbi Yossi's comment on Rav Meir is not talking about the Sefer Be'er Mishnah either. However, now we have a different Shita, Rabbi Elah, Rabbi Ze'era, Tarvein, B'Shem, Rabbi Yechanan, both of them saying the name Rabbi Yechanan, Chavis Harishayna, Rabbi Yossi. The first case of the barrel in our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Yossi, Ashnia, Ben Krav Meir, Ben Krav Yossi. The second case could be both a Korn Krav Meir and a Korn Krav Yossi. And as we had just explained in Amud Aleph, the way it could be like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah is that since we're talking about a large loss of money, Rabbi Yossi would agree that Rabbi Yeshua allows being Metame Truma Biadayim in this scenario. However, Amr Rabbi Ze'era Kumi Ramana, Rabbi Ze'era says in front of Ramana, clearly not holding in this Svara, Vlasad Apaliga Rabbi Yossi, that's the proper Girsa. Isn't the Seifa of the Mishnah not like Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi says that one is not to be Metame Truma Biadayim. Whereas in the Seifa of our Mishnah, we see that one could be Metame Truma Biadayim. However, Amr Le, Rav Mana told him, the Nemar, we can really say, Deloik Rav Meir, that the Seifa of our Mishnah is actually Lav Dafke Krav Meir, and it could also be like Rabbi Yossi, like we just explained. And Venemar, Deloik Rav Yossi, we could also say that the Reish of the Mishnah is Lav Dafke like Rabbi Yossi either. And it could even be like Rav Meir. And how would the Reish of the Mishnah be like Rav Meir? According to Rav Meir, one is allowed to burn or be Metame Truma Biadayim. And in the Reish of the Mishnah, we said that if a person has Suffolk Tame Truma, he's not allowed to be Metame Biadayim or burn it. And that's clearly not like Rav Meir. And the answer is that even though you're right, Lafisha Matsin Rav Meir Sarf Taluya B'chal Makayim, we do find that Rav Meir holds all over that a person could burn Taluya Truma, which is Tame B'Suffolk. Still, we could say that the Reish is Shitas Rav Meir, and that the only reason why Rabbi Yeshua didn't say Beferish in the Reish of the Mishnah that he can make the Truma Tame B'Vade Biadayim or that he could burn it is because he was just commenting on what Rabbi Lazar had said. And Rabbi Lazar had said that even though we have Suffolk Tumah, we're not even be Gairim Vade Tomatit. So Rabbi Yeshua was saying that no, you could be Gairim Vade Tomatit. But Rabbi Yeshua really would hold, again, Chitas Rav Meir, the ones even allowed to burn it, or be Matami Biadayim. In essence, Rav Mana's answer to Rabbi Ze'era that the Seif of the Mishnah is Lav Dafka Rav Meir, it could also be Rabbi Yossi, and that the Reish of the Mishnah is Lav Dafka Rav Yossi, it could also be Rav Meir. And then Rav Mana continues, Azal the Kesar, and I went to Kesaria, Shamis, I heard the Chizkiya said, B'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, that Rav Meir holds, Sarif Taluya B'chal Makayim, one can burn Truma, which is Taluya, it's only Suffolk Tumah, in all scenarios, again, even though it's Suffolk, he could still burn it. Now, if I'm Rizlei, I ask him, Begin Shehi Taluya Devar Taira, is this only if it's Suffolk Tumah Midai Raisa, but if it's Suffolk Tumah Midai Rabbanan, then one would not be allowed to burn it? And Amar Lee, he told me, take out the word Ein, Ana Pasar La, I explain it as follows, Shenit Meis Mamadr Shal Gayim, even became Tumah in a dwelling place of Gayim. The Rabbanan were guys that if a person or if something goes into the dwelling place of a guy, there's reason to say that it's Tumah, because when a guy has a dead body in the house, they'll just bury it in that very house, and therefore the entire house becomes an Oil Tumah. And so Chizkiya told Rav Mana that yes, we could burn it even when it's Suffolk Durabbanan. However, Pei Beis Amun Alf on top, we ask, Ma'asach, what's a riot from what you're saying? The Havamina is when a person goes into Madr Shal Gayim, he's Tameh Bevadai Durabbanan. So maybe that's why he's allowed to burn Truma that goes into Madr of Gayim. But not when there's a Suffolk Tumah Durabbanan. And the answer is that no, the Tani, we have a brass that says Beferush, Madr Shal Gayim, the dwelling place of a guy, Tailin, if Truma goes into it, we're Tailin, and we say that it's Suffolk Tameh, whereas Rabbi Yis Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Sarfin, Rabbi Yis Rabbi Yehuda says, we're going to burn it, and so we clearly see that we will burn the Truma in this situation, Araya for Chizkiya. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about burning Truma, which is Suffolk Tameh. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.